My name is Mac McMichael. It's actually Michael McMichael, good Irish name. I go by Mac because when I was in the operations side, the driver didn't call and asked for Mac. He wasn't home. And my friends asked for Mike, and I'm home. So it's kind of the way I avoided the answer the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning. Good to be here. My first exposure to the organization, and I'm very impressed and hope that it adds some value. First thing I want to do is share a little bit about our company, kind of give you an overview. I think it kind of help you on what I actually do here, what we're all about. Alliance Shippers is a privately owned company. Let's get the commercial side out of the way first, since they're paying my salary today. We've been in business since 1977, so we're in our 32nd year of business. And I won't go through all of the points you guys, but read quicker than I can talk. This is our corporate philosophy. It's what's made us successful, and we believe it from the top down. Some people in the middle lose sight of it, of course, like all organizations, but from a sales operations side, this is how we keep our customer base. We're a global transportation provider. We have several different divisions, which I'll explain to you in just a second. Alliance Shippers was founded as an intermodal marketing company, which means that we use other people's equipment to move freight, either containers or trailers, from one point to another using the railroads. And so we've had contracts with all five Class 1 railroads for over 30 years. And we move somewhere in excess of 200,000 intermodal loads a year as part of that. Our direct shippers and our selective transportation divisions handle pool point distribution in the New York, New Jersey marketplaces. We serve all five boroughs of New York with things like Unlimited Clothing, Payless Shoe Stores, things like that. We pay over $30,000 a year in parking fees and parking fines for the boroughs in New York. We've been the Payless Shoes for over 10 years now, and that division is very, very successful. The direct shippers actually does the job, so they collect LTL consolidations in our facility in Keysby, New Jersey, and then put it into truckloads and move it via truckload to different destinations in the United States on multiple stops or single stops. We do a lot of government work. We have a temperature control. We have our own fleet. I'll explain it to you just a minute. Alliance International is also an MBOCC and a customer. These are our regional operations offices around the United States. We also in Mexico and Canada. And our revenues, we've struggled to hit since stated our $750 million a year in revenues last couple of years, of course, it's done on freight companies. This is what we do. This is our customer base. I heard a lot of comments both yesterday afternoon and some today about we needed more shippers involved in this organization. We're trying to get more shipper panels. And there's been a seismic shift in the industry. Somebody like ourselves really represents a lot of shippers, a full range of them, basically. This is a sampling of who we represent. These are our primary core customers, and these are the shippers. This is what we do. For some of these people, we single source one location or many locations. They count on us to handle all of their freight from the point that the shipment's ready to go from the dock to put in the right mode underneath that load, whether we choose an intermodal load or whether we choose a container or whether we choose a hybrid carrier or whether we choose an LTL or we choose a partial selector. They've been on us. Once they send us the shipment that's ready to go, they're done with it, and we take full responsibility from there on. We have an expedited truckload division. We have over 5,000 carriers under contract. How many here are familiar with C.H. Robinson? You know, C.H. Robinson, kind of looking two or three of them. C.H. Robinson says to the shipper, you have a truck, you have a load, we have a truck, here's a rate, and we'll dispatch it. Well, shippers is on the other end of that spectrum, and so, but we do work with shippers about consistent traditional lane that they ship to. Something like Payless Shoe Source, for instance, out of their Topeka distribution center will ship to 20 different pool point providers in the United States, and they'll ship a load of shoes to the 37 stores in a metropolitan area. I'm not going to go from here to Detroit. And they'll load a truck to Detroit 2 times a week, and they'll put all 37 stores and orders on that truck. And we handle the transportation from the pickup at a specific date and time and deliver it to the pull point operator who does the actual physical in-mile delivery to the stores. And that's kind of the difference of what we do. That's kind of our model. The other things that we do is we monitor the carriers. As a third-party logistics company, there are tremendous liabilities that we try to avoid. The courts have designated pretty detailed rules on how we are supposed to operate, manage the carrier base. So we are liable for the carriers that we select. We have to depend upon the DOT safer system to monitor and make sure that the carriers have satisfactory safety ratings. We have to make sure that their insurances are not only effective but are adequate to cover the loads that we're handling. And before we can use a carrier, we have to make sure that all those safeties are in place. These are some of the things that we do for people. I'll just kind of go through this. Alliance Shippers is the largest intermodal reefer carrier. I say intermodal, they're the largest carrier of trailers that use the rails. Burlington Northern here are good friends. We use them extensively to haul our reefer trailers, and a lot of times across the railroad crossings, they'll be stopped on the Burlington Northern track, and you'll see a lot of trailers going across there. You'll see a lot of them. We do a lot of business with that. They are Star Trek, it means they have EDI monitoring on them. We can start them and stop the reefer units from our remote control computer desk. So we can turn this unit on. When it's sitting empty at the rail yard, we can turn it on, send our drayman in, grab it, take it to the shipper, and by the time it gets to the shipper, it's already cooled down to the 10 degrees or 10 below. By the time it gets to their dock, and then they load it. And then they take it. We take it back to the rail yard, put it on the railroad, and then haul it across the country. All during that time, we monitor the status of the temperature in that unit to make sure that the unit's working. And graciously, the railroads are allowed us break points where we have a breakdown and the unit fails. They'll actually stop the train for us at certain points, and we can put a repair piece on that, pull it off if we need to, and repair the unit to get it back going. Probably more than you needed to know. Thermal protective coverage, we handle freight that is, we need to protect from freezing, or we need to keep it at a certain degree of chocolates and things like that. For Hershey's chocolates, we will, instead of using a reefer trailer, we have a proprietary thermal protective cover that goes over the entire shipment that will hold that temperature of that freight. We lose 2 degrees every 24 hours. So it encapsulates it and holds it pretty significant savings using the reefer trailer that we can use as dry box. Our Alliance International, we have 36 offices in mainland China, 7 in Vietnam, and 7 over in the UK. We are a forwarder as well as a customs broker. We also do boxcar management for people. We move over 5,000 boxcars a year, predominantly for the largest retailer in the United States. We actually show, thanks to our folks, our friends at the railroad, we actually teach people how to load a boxcar correctly so that we eliminate damage, that sort of thing. We have full EDI capabilities, visibilities. We do a lot of business with Walmart. Walmart is a cutting-edge electronic delivery interface, and they are the standard. We're one of their core carriers. We're core carrier of the year for them in 2000. We're still doing an enormous amount of business with them, and they demand that we keep up on all the cutting edge years, all the competitive edges of electronics. We're highly decorated. We are a SmartWay transportation carrier, one of the charter members of SmartWay, where we are concerned about our carbon footprint, how we can help shippers and other people lower their carbon footprint by moving freight off of the highways onto the rails. And there's a lot of different factors going into that. Quest for Qualities is an industry magazine that actually surveys 3,000 to 5,000 shippers a year, and the shippers tell them which carriers are performing, which carriers are doing a good job, and we've won that Quest for Quality Award 9 years in a row. So we're really proud of our track record. And that's kind of the commercial. So that's our point. You've kind of been a whole
I mean, probably get the three pictures.